Ramblings begins in 45 minutes. Here's Claire Balding.
In this series, I'm going to be joining people who have completed, are about to undertake, or are in the middle of epic walks. And that means more than just your average afternoon stroll. I'm talking hundreds, if not thousands of miles.
From start to finish, it was 17 months. And I probably walked 13 to 14 months of that.
Ramblings with Claire Balding.
Presumably in between times, if you're somewhere really remote, you're sleeping out on the hills.
It worked out quite well. You know, mostly about every 3 days I'd have a bed and then I'd be camping the rest of the time.
Starts this afternoon at 3 on BBC Radio 4.
Now on Radio 4, it's time for the second instalment of our four-part drama set in a rebranded failing school. Out of work, TV star Jeff Cathcart has been brought in to help stage a school production of Romeo and Juliet for a school's Shakespeare Festival. Having won a place in the competition, Jeff's unconventional approach to working with the students seems vindicated. School drama by Andy Mulligan with Tom Hollander and Sian Gibson.
Where's Charlie?
Are we in?
And it's true, sir? Yes?
Yes, it was the special effects.
Yes!
Hey, listen, I've just got to take this call. Hello, Tom? Is that Tom Norden?
Hello?
Yeah, thanks for getting back to me. I'm sorry,
Hello?
Tom, we've been missing each other, but, hello. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we really do need to meet. I'm the drama chap working at Deer Park.
I can't come to the school, Jeff. I can do tonight at my place. What is it you need exactly?
Yeah, we got the result. We're through.
They choose 6 schools, and we're one of them, which is great, but it makes things more urgent. Yeah. 4 weeks, just under. Sorry, the cappuccino, please.
It's a fingerprint, love.
No, my car's been charged, because I had this problem before.
No, it's biometric.
Hello, Jeff?
It's a new system.
Sorry, Tom, hold on a second.
Come on, sir,
hello,
sort it.
Jeff?
You need to press the thumb pad.
No, I'm not on the new system. Oh, Christ on a bike. Sorry, Tom.
Hello?
Oh, shit. No, I'm at a school failing to get a cup of coffee. Charlie?
It's all right, sir. Leave it to me.
No, you can't pay for my coffee, Charlie. I'll come over tonight, OK, Tom?
There, it's done. You're in debt now.
Let's go.
Well, thank you.
Drop in volio. Beat down their weapons. Tybalt, Mercutio, the prince expressly hath forbidden fighting in our own streets.
Good. Move around. Louis, bring him downstage.
Hold, Tybalt.
And in. Good. Straight out again.
Does that work?
Yes, brilliant.
Once again, go back.
Hold! Tybalt! Oh.
I'm hurt. Oh, a plague on both your houses.
Jeff, excuse me.
Hang on.
I'm sped. Oh, God! Is he gone? And hath nothing?
Get him into some house.
Jeff, excuse me.
Hang on.
Courage, man. The hurt cannot be much.
And then you hold me. Go on.
What?
That's good. Yeah, go on. Get your arm right round him.
Do I kiss him?
You could do.
'Tis not so deep as a well, nor so wide as a church door, but
'Tis enough. It will serve. Ask for me tomorrow, and you'll find me a grave man. Oh, a plague on both your houses. Oh, Romeo, why the devil came you between us? I was hurt under your arm.
I thought all for the best.
Sorry, Jeff, the head sent me and
can I... Can we just finish?
It's important.
Look, I have 1 hour's rehearsal today and... OK, it's beautiful. Stop, please, but that was almost perfect.
You're crying, man.
Who is?
You are. Are you catching gamers?
It's Charlie we need. Did you not get your message, Charlie? The head wants to see you.
Why?
I think it's a private matter. Come on, tuck your shirt in, shoes back on and...
Michelle, can it wait 10 minutes? We're running out of time.
Oh, I don't know, sir. I'm just the messenger. I've got to take Charlie to the head's office and that's that.
Well, Charlie, try and get back if you can. Damn it.
She was the one. She reported him.
What are you talking about?
She hates him, doesn't she? She hates you too.
Has he admitted anything? Because without evidence...
They wouldn't suspend him, would they?
Guys, what are you talking about?
He was busted for dope. A break time.
Martin? Martin, can I see you for a moment, please? I need to see Martin.
Oh, he's in a meeting, and it's a confidential one.
Yes, it's about Charlie Hutton, I know.
No, that's been dealt with. Michelle's on the case. We'll sort things.
Where is he? Martin, where's Charlie?
I've sent him home.
Why?
Cannabis. He was on a contract, which meant he was subject to random screenings and random searches.
And he had some?
We believe so.
So?
Sit down for a moment.
So that means what? What was he doing? He wasn't dealing.
He was smoking.
Oh, Christ, I bloody told him.
You knew?
What?
That he was smoking in school, you knew about it.
I...
You didn't think to tell us?
I told him.
Did you see him smoking?
No, I just heard.
But you knew he was?
No, look.
Look, either way, he's out. There'll be an official hearing next week with governors, and until then, Charlie Hutton's suspended from school.
And that means?
Which means, obviously...
There's no way around this.
...that he cannot attend school. There is every chance of his permanent exclusion.
No, he's 15. Look, he's a silly, vulnerable, mixed-up boy...
...who lives with
a dad who's never there or on nights or something. Listen to me. He's in the play. What are you suggesting, that he can't do the play?
Of course he can't. Michelle's looking for a replacement.
What?
She's co-director, Jeff. And
I don't want a replacement. Gail, be reasonable. We've all smoked a bit of dope now and then.
I haven't.
Everyone has. No? Oh. Look, the play is the best thing that's happened to him. He's part of a team.
This school had a reputation.
It's something Roger's hot on, too.
Hang on.
There are strict protocols now, and parents...
He's my Romeo!
He had 2 warnings last term. If he chooses to flout school policy, what does he expect?
Well, let me speak to... What's his name? The sponsor, Roger. Roger?
Roger.
Or the governors. Let me see the governors.
You can write a letter, of course, but...
He's in the play. Look, I know it's not important. I know it's only a play, but it's... Everything at the moment.
He's in pieces, Jeff. What can you do?
I don't know.
What are we going to do? We need to help him. He's desperate. Like a bloody 10-year-old. Where are you?
I'm seeing a parent. Look, Naya, oh, Lord, I warned him. Is he that stupid?
He is stupid, Jeff. You know that as well as I do.
Then
boys are stupid. But he's special too. We've got to do something. I'm going back there now.
Ow!
Where are you?
Lost. I have to go. Look, I'll talk to you tomorrow, Naya.
We can't not do this.
That's Jeff!
Where are you?
Speak later, okay?
Christ almighty.
Easy, fella. Come on. Shut up now.
Thanks. Oh, I thought it was derelict because the windows are boarded.
It's just for now, really.
I mean, it's nice.
Space for the truck. That's the main thing.
Are you a mechanic?
Kids can't come in, obviously, but there's the court order anyway. You know about all that.
No, not really.
Deer Park Bloody Academy. They haven't helped. So scared of doing something wrong, they'd rather do nothing. You know what that principal earns?
What, the headmaster?
He could feed a third world country on his salary, and for doing what? New bloody uniform with carpets that match it? Sorry, you call yourself excellent. Do you want a beer?
Oh, thank you.
I want a load of guff about aspiration. We can all bloody aspire, Jeff. I've been aspiring all my life, look at me. Eileen, love, can you get us a couple of beers? Oh. Get off him! He's missing the kids as much as I am. Stop it! Now, you need help. Is that what you need?
Well, where do I start? Look, the truth is, Tom, it's collapsing. It could be so good, but...
What can I do?
I've lost Romeo. Nothing's been organised.
Juliet, though?
She's fine. She's wonderful. Instinctive and...
You can't give up, then?
Can't I?
What you're doing is pretty bloody special. That's what I heard.
Ah, well... Why do plays take over? It's been the same all my life. We get things out of proportion, but... You've clung to it.
Really? You're after yourself, is that right?
I was. Oh, thank you.
Thanks, love.
Oh, damn.
No, don't worry, you'll drink it. So what are you now, then, if you're not working?
Nothing. Dead, sometimes.
Oh, come on.
Sorry. It's just that sometimes every door is closed and you give up wanting to bother. You think, fine, I did my best, let's stop.
Stop the play?
Stop everything, my wife said.
What?
Thing is, Charlie, he's so like my boy. So ready, so eager. Such a mess, but...
They break your heart, don't they?
And they make me laugh.
Who?
They all do. I haven't laughed so much for quite a while. The play's about hope. We were doing the second scene with Mercutio. You only understand it when you're inside it. It says so clearly, stop living like this, your children will die.
They do, don't they?
They get snuffed out. The friar tries to make it work. He tells lies, he marries them secretly. Why does he do that? He puts his life on the line, when you think about it, in the hope that violence will end. And it's a play about wanting things to be better.
That school needs you, man.
I have no Romeo, I have no set. I know that's trivial.
I'll build you one.
The art department's busy, no costumes.
Then we will make... Costumes, these are simple things.
Michelle's behind it, I know she is. She smelled the dope, she made her move. She's the head of bloody creative nothing. I mean, I know how paranoid does that sound, but there's a kind of conspiracy of not helping.
Yeah, that sounds likely.
How does a teacher get like that?
You do something well, everyone hates you.
I was blind to it. Look, Tom. I can't take advantage of you, though.
Yes, you can.
Money for a start.
We'll sort it.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you.
So what's she like, then? It's Juliet.
Naya? Oh, God. Sensational.
Then don't let them win, Jeff. Don't give in.
That's
Come, night. Come, Romeo. Come, thou day and night.
It's an incantation. You're conjuring him. Go on, keep going.
Why? What's the point of this, Jeff? We should be talking to the heads, all of us.
No, come on. We're going to do the soliloquies. We can't stop working. Give it a try. Focus.
Come, night. Come, Romeo. For thou wilt lie upon the wings of night, whiter than new snow on a raven's back. Come, gentle night. Come, loving black-browed night. Give me my Romeo.
Hi. Sorry. I'm Ben. I auditioned for Romeo. Miss Eastman said you might need me under the circumstances.
Oh, yeah.
I know some of the lines, actually. I'd love to do it, if you wanted me to.
Hello, is that Jo Boyd? Hi. No, can I speak to her? Or him?
It's Gail Morehouse from Deer Park Academy. Zoe, lovely. Can you pass me that folder?
Thank you.
I left a message yesterday about a Jeffrey Cathcart who's doing some work with us. Yeah. No, it's a child protection issue. And as you're his GP, you need to... No. If you could call me back... Okay.
What have you got?
There's something not right. It's temporary accommodation. I don't think he's declared his medical history.
But the forms came back.
The forms came back, but there's been three changes of address, an unlisted number.
Have you phoned it?
No answer.
He's left his wife, I think.
What?
Recently.
Really? Come with me.
Zoe, love, just popping out. I'll be back shortly, okay, lovey?
How do you know that?
He left his papers on my desk. I didn't mean to.
I wonder if he isn't a bit unstable.
Oh, he said yes to Ben, by the way.
Ben?
Ben Tillsbury.
Oh.
Much the better actor. He was in Greece last year. He sings, dances. Oh, I thought Martin sack him. I can do the show.
Well, you know Martin and Roger.
I can direct it.
Gail, where are you?
School office, Martin. No, I'm coming up now. And it's not sorted, no.
I've got time now. It makes sense, Gail.
Look, stay close to him.
I'm at all the rehearsals.
Good.
I'm not his bloody assistant, you know. I'm head of department.
Yes.
That was lovely, Ben.
Yes. It's just it's not really a musical.
Well, no, it was only an idea, sir, honestly. But I always imagined Juliet leaning on the balcony, and if I stood next to her...
Yes! Could it work as a duet? It would lighten things up a bit.
Yeah, it could do. I mean, why not?
You did want music, Jeff. Hi, guys.
I did, yep. Hi, Naya.
Hi.
Louis? You don't need to be here, do you?
Don't I? Well, I thought I ought to come, just to see.
It's Lovers Only Till Five.
Is this the new version, then?
We're making a few changes, yes. Drama is an organic process. You play to the strengths of your team.
Really?
OK, let's start with the sonnet.
Look, we all want the same thing, don't we? We want a wonderful show that's going to win this festival. So let's work together.
Yes.
If I profane, with my unworthiest hand, this holy shrine, the gentle sin is this. My... Should I be downstage?
I don't know. Just focus on Juliet.
I think he turns away from her and looks to the audience.
Yeah, come to the front.
No, stay where you are. Oh, yeah. Go on.
Good pilgrim, you do wrong your hand too much. Which mannerly devotion...
Oh, sorry, what's wrong?
The thing is, Charlie played it much closer to me, much subtler.
Like... Yeah, but we have to let people in.
What does that mean?
In where?
Louis.
You have to be aware of your audience.
No, you don't. You have to speak to the person you're speaking to. You're not aware of anyone.
If I profane with my unworthiest hand this...
Don't move, Naya. Don't turn.
What?
You're moving.
Well, of course I'm moving. I'm not a blow-up doll that you can just... Get your bloody hands off me!
I'm holding your hand. That's what they're doing. And you're transfixed.
Oh, you're not transfixing me.
She's not transfixed, Ben.
Nor am I.
Too many directors, I think. I'm transfixed by his ego. Christ, is this worth doing? Oh, Jeff, I've got to go. Mum's calling. Stepdad problems. Yeah, Mum. Yes, I know. I'm sorry.
Of our town.
Yes! Okay, I'm here. Thank you. Thank you. So, you think we could make it more of a movement piece, Jeff? Yeah? And turn and freeze. Step to the left. Turn and freeze. And come forward. Come forward. Forward. Smile. Hands in the air. And wave. Step, turn, 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 kick.
Hi.
We need to talk.
You've been waiting for me. It's late.
2 hours.
Can you give us a lift?
I can't, no. Teachers can't use their own cars to drive pupils. Louis! Guys, I can't drive you home.
We're not going home.
And you're not a teacher.
I'm standing in as a teacher.
You're an actor. A big, famous actor.
Yeah, I am a failing, flailing actor who... What is this? I'm not allowed to drive children. There are policies.
When did that bother you? We're on a mountain, that's what you said.
Where's bloody base camp now?
Wiped out. By an avalanche of crap. Oh, just drive, Jeff, please. What are you so worried about the rules?
They have cameras.
You really care?
For your protection, of course. Look at the fences. This school's like a death camp.
Well, at least we're safe.
Yes. So where are we going?
Somewhere dangerous.
All right, go straight. This is a mystery tour, okay? All right, right at the lights and then drive.
And second on the right, get ready for a left. It's a one-way street.
This is crazy.
You don't know your own town, do you, Mr. Jeff?
Ah, dead end. I'm beginning to. There's no point, Louis. There's no point me seeing him, you realise that?
Hi.
Hi, Charlie.
How are you?
Not too good.
Do you want to come in?
Okay. Look, where's your dad? I ought to introduce myself.
He's out.
Out where?
Out. Totally. This way.
That's a nice place.
Yep, we like it. Come in.
Charlie, sorry, this is crazy. I shouldn't be here. There's nothing to say, and I don't see where this is going.
Just sit down, sir.
No, I can't.
Just sit on the bed, sir. Louis, close the door. Sit.
What?
Charlie's Romeo, or we're not doing the show.
That's your decision, is it?
Yeah. Have you spoken to anyone, sir? About...
I have.
What are the chances?
You brought dope into the school.
They've no evidence.
Except the bloody dope which he was smoking, that's the evidence.
I had one tiny little joint.
You see?
I was relaxing. We're trying to. We had that amazing session.
And I told you then, you can't smoke and work. Dope is the enemy. Booze is too.
Yeah, well, a lot of people tell me stuff.
Well, try listening.
Don't you do bad things? Sometimes.
Yes.
What are you addicted to? You ever take stuff to get you through the night?
Don't get me started.
I want to do this play more than anything. We've found something, haven't we?
He knows we have.
The governors are meeting next week, that's what I heard. And they might let me back. So, what if...
What if we rehearse them here?
Where?
Or in your car. Charlie stays as Romeo.
Or we use the church hall round the corner.
Wherever we do it, Charlie plays Romeo. We're a squad. You said that yourself. Me, Naya, Charlie.
Come on, this is crazy.
We're serious.
We're not doing it with Ben. Nobody signed up for a musical, Jeff, and Miss Eastman is taking over.
And you're letting her.
Yeah. What's that about?
It's a collaboration.
It's a sellout.
It's the only way to get the show on. And if that means a bit of compromise...
You Judas.
I can't keep failing, giving up. And without Ben, there's no chance
Take
of
a risk! Romeo does, Juliet does.
Friar does.
Jeff, there is no show. So face it, Charlie's Romeo or everyone walks out. Ryan's fixed it. He's texted everyone and it's 100% solid.
Do the Ben show if you want, but you'll be on your own.
Your choice.
Rehearse in secret.
We bring Charlie back next week. They're not going to exclude him, not forever.
They might.
They can't.
I would have to rehearse Ben at school as a decoy. And then later in the evening...
Or weekends?
Rehearse us and do the switch.
No, it's insane. We've got 15 days.
I'm not working with that guy. Not after Charlie. What does she say to the friar? Tell me how I may prevent it.
The friar makes it work.
He doesn't. He gets everyone killed.
Tell me, good friar, how best I may prevent it. Be not so long to speak. I long to die.
And so do I.
Sorry, Jeff. We drank... What was it?
The milk of paradise. You made us.
We're addicted.
Go on, sir. Please. Give me my Romeo.
Hi, Jeff. Martin here. Martin Passmore. Tried your mobile, but, anyway, still on the old paper chase, Jeff, bit of a tangle. We do actually need your, well, I'll talk to you about that when I see you. Michelle did another rehearsal with Ben, apparently, so that's moving forward, and local radio want an interview, which is nice.
Hi, Jeff. It's me. Please do give me a call. The doctor's been in touch with me, and the school has as well. Just a bit worried about you. It would be great to hear from you, so call me soon, please.
Hi, Jeff, or Mr. Cathcart. It's Louis. Thank you for this evening. We're doing this, all right? We like working with you.
Sing the song.
Yeah. He loves you, Jeff. He loves you. We all do.
Wait. Sing the song.
There's a nightingale. A nightingale. In all the place. We love you, Jeff.
Bye, Jeff.
Oh, damn it. Please leave me alone. coming. Oh, God, get off!
Get back! Get back!
Jeff, sorry, mate. Had trouble finding you.
Tom, you should have called.
Now, I've got no credit, and I'm sorry, mate. You mind? He's good as gold, normally.
Yeah, of course not.
I've got a problem with this set building, Lark. We're nearly there. Well, you know, we made a start, like, but...
Do you want a drink?
Christ, I bloody love one. I've been on a wagon 2 days.
Lovely.
So,
how's Eileen getting on?
Oh, she's loving it. She's loving it. But we're going to need to see the kids. You know, we need to come to a rehearsal.
This weekend, we're going to use a church hall or somewhere a bit more private. It's the Romeo problem. We're still sorting it.
Right.
I'm not stopping, though, Tom. We're doing it.
Is Naya not coming, sir? To the rehearsal, I mean. Is it just going to be...
It's just you today, Ben, yes? Now, if we can just...
Highness.
Get up to speed with the lines, the main speeches.
I thought it was lovers, then the Capulets party, then...
No, I've made a change to that.
Where is everyone?
I think we just need to work on Ben's lines today. In fact, could you do that, Michelle? Could you take him through Act One?
Where are you going?
I wrote another song, sir.
Oh, did you? Great. Look, I haven't got time to hear it now, but do you want to email it to me? Would that be easier? Hello, I'm on my way, Ryan. Yeah, relax, I'm getting it sorted now. Yes.
So it's not for kids, is it? We're clear about that.
No, just picking up some costumes.
Because you can't drive kids till you've done the test. Are you down for that?
I've applied, yes. But,
lights on the side there. Fog light, and those are your hazards.
Uh-huh.
And it's petrol, by the way, not diesel.
Right, though, I doubt I'll
need,
need
to fill it up.
Yeah.
I suppose you've got your wipers, different speeds.
Okay.
Not the rain's forecast, but your windscreen cleaner. I topped that up yesterday.
Good. Excellent. I'm running a little bit late.
Yeah, so, I'll have 5 gears, and with reverse, you have to lift it up and pull it back.
Pull it back, okay.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
And write your mileage in the logbook, which is in the glove box. Careful!
Portal car park.
It's on.
Tom!
It's Portal car park. Stay out of sight. Text Ollie.
I don't understand.
Charlie's in. We're doing it. Sorted!
What is? Where is everyone?
Around the back, by the squash courts.
What's happening?
We're on our way. Do a head count and stay out of sight.
Go on, sir, go on, drive, it's happening!
Oh, sorry. Oh, Jim.
All right, let's go!
Are you licensed, sir?
No, first time out. Seatbelts off, please. Let's live dangerously. Yes, I always have been. It's an easy mistake.
Are you kidnapping us?
I'm adopting you all. We're on the road, guys. We're a circus.
What a rock band!
Oh, we're going to have to stop very suddenly. Sorry, we're going to have to stop suddenly. Keep your distance is good, but remember to stay controlled. And then Romeo tries to come in between.
Portable.
Oh. And that's the fatal stab. Exactly, you go down. Charlie, you come in. Hold him.
Why the devil came you between us?
Freddy, bring in the drum now.
I was hurt under your arm.
I meant all for the best.
Jamie, you're coming forward. Coming down and stay here, just upstage with them. Jamie's the figure of death here.
Oh, a plague on both your houses.
That's great. And Charlie, hold him now. Get your arms right. Your best friend is dying.
Oh, thinkst thou we shall ever meet again?
Go, FX10.
I doubt it not. And all these woes shall serve for sweet discourses in our time to come.
No.
Don't rush it. Look at each other, take your time.
I have an ill-divining soul. Methinks I see thee, now thou art below, as one dead, in the bottom of a tomb. Either my eyesight fails, or thou look'st pale.
And trust me, love, in my eye so do you. Dry sorrow drinks our blood. Was it?
Best you've done.
Hey, I think Ben does it better.
So. Oh, unkind.
Hi,
Tom. Well done, everyone. 10-minute break now that you've been after. But before we do, I just want to introduce you to someone. Listen up. This is Tom, who's going to be looking after us now. He's going to be sorting the sets and the lights and everything, really. So, Tom, do you want to talk to the group? What's the matter? This is Tom.
All right. I'm sorry about this, but I will sort things out. I promise I will.
What's the matter?
Is this a joke?
Look, there was no other way. Your mum's being daft.
I don't believe it.
What's the problem?
Dad, what are you doing? They'll have you arrested again.
Yeah, I know, but I need to see you. Is that a crime, suddenly?
Yes! How long have you been here?
I just watched the rehearsal. It's brilliant, Angel.
Christ almighty, Dad. If they find you here...
I don't care. I'm just helping out. I'm building the
set. You're not allowed near us.
I know that.
When did you ever build a set? When did you ever build anything?
Look, I'll just stand in the background, okay? I won't touch anyone. I won't do anything. I just wanted to see you. You're most beautiful.
Are you drunk?
I'm a bit wired.
Of course you are. Sorry, Jeff. I'm going to take him home. We'll get a taxi, and I'll take you home, okay? Have you got any money? Oh, it's all right, Dad. Hey, don't cry. Come on. Sorry, Jeff.
Has he built the set?
No. I gave him £200, and I don't think he's even started.
And the costumes? Is it school money?
No, it's mine. Oh, God. This play is cursed.
I don't even care about the costumes. Who cares what we wear? We'll do it in the street, in pyjamas.
Oh. Why can't he see his daughter?
He's a psycho. That's why. You know he did time?
Louis.
He drove getaway cars. Did 5 years.
Look, he just loves her.
Come on, he sort himself out. He's a drunk, and he's off his face. If he loved her, he'd clean himself up.
Like you would?
What?
If you were in love?
I'm in love. But I don't get into that state.
Yes, you do. So would I.
So do most people. You may be lucky, Louis. You might have people who protect you. Christ, I don't know why I'm being sanctimonious about it. He's ripped me off completely. Why does the play take over? It always happens.
Are you married, sir?
Sometimes.
What's that mean?
Not anymore is what it means. You ever look around you? Every family you know is coming apart. It's falling to pieces.
Tell me about it.
Mine hasn't.
Yes, it has. From what you've told me, your family's in meltdown.
Never been in love, sir. I mean... That's what you asked, Naya.
Oh, dear God, stay away from it.
That's a yes.
Do you have kids?
I do.
Where are they?
They're doing okay. Yeah.
Where's the girls?
What's wrong, Mr. Jeff?
Just need to know, am I driving you home, Louis?
He's staying with me. Am I? I said you could. You're the one agonising.
So, you're staying with Charlie. Do your parents know?
Whose parents?
Anyone's parents. Everyone's parents.
Oh, you're feeling responsible again. You better come clean about a few other things.
Do your parents exist?
Yes.
Then, Louis, phone home, please.
Listen, I haven't told my parents because they wouldn't allow it. Charlie's a bad influence, so they think I'm with my auntie. Please don't tell them. Because if you do, we get busted. And I'm not out.
Out?
No, I don't want to be.
Christ, I'm the fryer. You've turned me into the fryer.
Oh, he's quit, by the way.
Quit?
Yeah, he was getting nervous. Everyone else is solid.
We've got 10 days.
You'll have to play him. He'd be good.
I have an ill divining soul, though, sir.
Oh, shut up.
Fixed out, we shall ever meet again.
You're depressive, you are. Hey, be cheerful.
Be happy.
I am happy. Go get off, man. Shut up.
Shut up and walk. And close the door. Hi, Michelle. No, sorry. I've been rehearsing the, yeah, we've got fryer problems now. I was in the classroom. It's a new schedule, I know. I'll email it. Michelle, stop.
Here's an announcement. Bags and doors can be dangerous.
Ah, no! Get off!
You took the word that wrong.
Hi, Gail, where are you?
Martin, hi. Hi there.
What's happening? I'm with Roger. It's a week away now,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, I just met his wife.
Whose wife? Jeff's?
I was at the family home, which is the first address he gave. It's the one he tried to conceal. We have to let him go. He's not what he seems, he's not what we hired, and he's certainly not what he claims.
He's an actor, isn't he?
Yeah, he hasn't worked for years.
It's not criminal, is it?
He's unstable, and... Look, I'm driving...
We need to talk. I'm a bit shaken, to be honest.
I can do first thing.
Right, I'll call Michelle. I say cut him loose and put Michelle in charge. We should never have employed him.
No, he's not.
Exactly. He's doing a test for atoms.
Yeah. In episode 2 of School Drama by Andy Mulligan, Jeff was played by Tom Hollander. Michelle, Sian Gibson. The headmaster, Tony Gardner. Gail, Heather Craney. Tom, Rob Jarvis. Charlie, Divian Ladwa. Naya, Rebecca Emerton. Ben, Rob Merriam. Louis, Rory Greenwood. Ryan, Finn Elliott. And the school secretary by Susie Baxter. School Drama was recorded with students at Portsmouth Grammar School. It's produced by Emma Hearn and directed by John Dryden, and is a Goldhawk production for BBC Radio 4.
You can listen to the next episode right now on the BBC Radio 4 website.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. Reports from Greece say a ship searching for the missing Egypt Air plane has found debris in the Mediterranean. The Airbus A320, with 66 people on board, took off from Paris overnight but vanished from radar screens shortly before it was due to land in Cairo. Greek authorities say the aircraft made sharp turns before plummeting thousands of feet. One of the passengers was British. Egypt's Minister of Civil Aviation, Sherif Fati, said a technical fault was unlikely.
The situation may point, and I say may because I don't want to go to speculations and I don't want to go to assumptions like others, but if you analyze the situation properly, the possibility of having a different action or having a terror attack is higher than the possibility of having a technical.
A coroner has ruled that a man whose body was found mummified in more than 40 layers of plastic was unlawfully killed. The remains of John Sabine were found in the garden of a flat in Bethai near Pontypridd last November. He hadn't been seen alive for 20 years. Police say the main suspect, his wife, Leanne Sabine, died a few weeks before his body was discovered. The Supreme Court has upheld an injunction which prevents English and Welsh media from naming a celebrity involved in claims of an extramarital relationship. The Supreme Court Justice, Lord Mance, said there was no public interest in publishing kiss-and-tell stories simply because the people involved were well known. The celebrity has been named in a Scottish newspaper and on the internet. A 37-year-old woman has been arrested after a Staffordshire Bull Terrier attacked 11 children in a playground in Blyth in Northumberland. 9 of them needed hospital treatment, although their injuries aren't thought to be serious. The Muirfield Golf Course in East Lothian will no longer be able to stage the Open Championship after voting against allowing women to join as members. The R&A, which runs the Open, said a great sporting event couldn't be staged at a men-only members' club. BBC News.
I was going to go for a walk, but I got a few hundred yards up the road and the atmosphere on the street was strange and aggressive.
A future.
Pregnancy was successfully carried to term. Product named as Bethany May Fletcher on her birth certificate.
Maybe our future.
He might be a bit resistant because the game's pretty addictive. It's programmed to pause itself every 3 days.
Dangerous visions.
Happiness and contentment are enforced with the threat of physical violence.
A season of dramas begins with Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. This Sunday at 3. Discover more on the BBC Radio 4 website.
Well, I hope Claire Balding's broken in her walking boots because she's going to be covering many miles in this new series of Ramblings.
I've come to the middle of nowhere. I really do mean the middle of nowhere. It feels like a different planet. I'm in the middle of Wales in Powys, joining Ursula Martin, who has taken on an epic adventure, because this series of Ramblings is all about big challenges, not just going out for an afternoon stroll or a 6 or 7 mile walk. It's about taking on really big, long